is dashing across the snowy tarmac and leaping into her sleigh.
I'm out of here.
And with that traditional cry, we have liftoff here at the North Pole. This is Fox Blitzen for the Christmas News Network.
I'm Dasher, I'm Dancer, I'm Sneezy, I'm Dopey, I'm Vomit, I'm Stupid, I'm Top of Old Smokey. I'm Caffeine, I'm Prozac, I'm Into the Night. Merry Christmas to all and to all... Christ, watch where you're flying that plane!
Mrs. Santa Claus, her ladyship will crack the whip. Mrs. Santa Claus, in spiky heels, she's head on wheels. Mrs. Santa Claus, every year the children cheer for Mrs. Santa Claus.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 159, Our Holiday Traditions. Just about to close here in Madison, and we're finally getting to talk to Monica Butler, our newest, latest, greatest wardrobe mistress, schlepping all the wardrobes and all the costumes and the wigs and the props backstage. Welcome to the British Shakespeare Company, first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you've only lived here in Madison for a while, but you're from this area.
Yes. I grew up in southern Minnesota, and then my parents moved here, so we moved back here after being on the West Coast for a while.
Because you have a kid and then another kid on the way.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
And do we know who the father is?
Yes, we do.
Excellent. Always good news. So do you guys have any holiday traditions that you do? Have they changed since you used to live in Southern California and now you're back here in the Midwest?
Well, it's nice to be where there's snow because Christmas lights just don't look the same in Los Angeles as they do,
true.
With snow. And thank goodness we got lots and lots of snow before.
Yeah,
Christmas.
That was such great news. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes. So, we have a pretty standard Christmas. We open presents on Christmas Day and get together with family. Okay. And my daughter is 3 and she's very excited about the prospect of it this year. Last year, didn't quite know what was going on. This year, she's very excited.
Awesome.
And asks every day if she can open presents. And we try to explain that we have to wait until this special day. And
right.
So.
And is she aware yet that she's going to get another special present in April?
She acts like she is, but I think the reality of it is going to be very different from the idea of it.
Well, and those of us who have 2 kids, the reality is quite disturbing.
Yes.
Do you send out Christmas cards? You send out Christmas newsletters?
Yes, I send out Christmas cards this year. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you do a newsletter? Do you like those news?
No, I don't. It seems like a nice idea to update people, but lots of people we know are on Facebook,
right.
And we send them updates all through the year. So
right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, if we can find a trunk big enough for your 2 children and your husband, you can come tour with us if you want.
That would be a lot of fun.
Welcome back to the hotel with Mikolas Orff. In the snow, this is not real snow. This is baby snow.
This is nothing compared to what we had last week when it was like something out of an avalanche movie.
It was. And for 2 LA boys like us, seeing all the snow, it's holiday-ish.
Yes.
It puts us in a mind.
It feels festive. It feels like we're in, the Gene Shepherd movie, A Christmas Story.
A poet of profanity, Darren McGavin. Do you have Christmas holiday traditions that you do with your kids?
Yes, we do. Some of these have started since my own boyhood.
Oh.
A big one that my family used to do when I was a kid that I do with my kids now is we make pizza on Christmas Eve.
I believe Mary and Joseph made pizza the night before the baby Jesus was born.
Well, they did because, they couldn't get into any of the inns.
Right.
So in the manger they actually ordered in. It was called Bethlehem pizza.
Yeah.
Very good. Very delicious stuff.
They put hummus on it, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, and olives.
Hummus and olive pizza. It's It's delicious. And it was made on a matzah, not a crust.
Oh, very good. Very good. So you make pizzas, homemade pizzas, on the night before Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Homemade. You leave any for Santa?
We don't. We do the traditional cookies and milk for Santa, of course. I tried to institute a policy where we'd leave a beer for Santa, but family didn't go for that. Milk and cookies.
I would think the beer would be gone, but that's drunk by you by the time Santa comes along.
They didn't trust me. Yeah, they said no. Just you'll drink Santa's beer. We'll just leave the milk and cookies.
So is that pizza tradition one from your boyhood?
Yes.
From your Jersey boyhood?
Yes. My dad and mom and I and my brother, we would make pizza. And then even after my parents split up, still made pizza every Christmas Eve.
Cool.
We would spend Christmas Eve at my dad's and Christmas Day at my mother's.
Oh,
and we always made pizza every single Christmas Eve my whole life. And then so I started doing it, you know, with my kids.
Cool.
It was nice.
And what traditions does Sarah bring to the table?
Let's see. Well, this isn't so earth-shakingly, you know, interesting, but we go to church on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty traditional.
Yeah, that's real traditional. And then you got Christmas Day for you to, you know, open presents and fall asleep on the couch and do all those dad things.
Yeah, and forget about it, ignore all the stuff that you were talking about the night before.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we say, religion be damned. The hell with all that stuff. We're gonna have decadence.
Uh-huh. Do you guys send out Christmas cards? Do you do, like, the holiday newsletter? Do you do any of that stuff?
We don't do the holiday newsletter. We did do cards for a number of years, especially with the little boys.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I like getting cards.
Yeah.
That picture of everybody, you know, from my friends who have kids and stuff.
Uh-huh.
To see what their kids are looking like and see them growing up. I love that.
Yeah, we do that too. And isn't it interesting how all of us started taking ourselves, the moms and the dads, out of the picture.
Absolutely.
Because it's not as cute seeing how old we're getting.
Right. Right. Oh, look how big Mason and Hudson have gotten. And look how big Mick has gotten.
Yes, you start taking the baby Jesus' name in an entirely different vein. Christ, look at how old that guy's gotten. Holy moly.
Easy on the figgy pudding there, buddy.
What about, but I like reading people's newsletters. I really do. I mean, it's, you know, now with Monica was saying earlier, now with Facebook and stuff, you know, you can kind of start to keep up with people. But I like reading those things.
I agree. I like getting an update. I don't need War and Peace, you know.
Week by week account.
Yeah. No, but I would love a couple of paragraphs or a paragraph about, you know, this kid is off in this college and Sally's doing this job and Dave is doing this. And I love that. Then you're really caught up. But we never did do the long holiday newsletter.
Yeah.
But we still do my wife is really good about the Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Although I must confess, I don't know if we did it last year.
Well, you know, we've had to skip a couple of years too, just because we've been away. You know, it's kind of hard. You know, for a couple of years, our holiday people would get our Christmas card around Valentine's Day.
That's right.
Which is fine.
That's right. Last year, my wife had the idea. She didn't do it, but her sister stole the idea, or she gave the idea to her sister, to send out Happy Inauguration Day cards.
That's nice. Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, why
does it have to be Christmas?
Why does it have to be Christmas? Can't you do it on a fiscal year, for instance? You know, send your year-end report out in March or September.
One quarter out of the year can be devoted to getting your Christmas cards out. Or just call it something else, the update card.
That's right. Happy Arbor Day from all of us at the Ryan Titchener family.
Let's see, Martin family Christmas traditions. I guess the biggest tradition is that we're often away for Christmas because we're in the business called show. We've spent, seems like, many Christmases in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My first RSE Christmas we spent in London. We were performing at the Lillian Bayless Theater. Last Christmas we were in Miami So it's funny. One of the boys was asking me this week, do I prefer Christmas home or away? And I just love Christmas, so I don't mind. Both are nice. This year we're home, and it's lovely and quiet. But I'm flexible. I have to be, I guess, because of our business. But I enjoy it either way. When we're on the road, it's a tradition that whoever is around, we all have Christmas together. So as well as spending a lot of Christmases in Pittsburgh, we've also spent a lot of Christmases with Michael Faulkner when the Martins have been on the road, and Michael Faulkner has been performing the, what do we call it, the black role. We spent several Christmases and had a good time with Michael Faulkner. What other Christmas traditions do the Martins have? We like to do a jigsaw puzzle, not necessarily when we're away from home, but when we're home, set up a table and work on a jigsaw puzzle over several days. That's kind of a weird little one we do. A nice one is that over the years we have collected Christmas tree ornaments, and we look for Christmas tree ornaments from all the various places that we go. So I have a sand dollar from Bermuda, and we have various decorations from Pittsburgh or Washington, D.C., or we have a little Loch Ness monster with a Santa hat from Scotland, and so all those sorts of things are nice. So as we decorate the tree every year, it kind of reminds us of all of our travels over the years, and that's nice. My wife Jane and Christmas. Now, I won't say that Jane likes to shop. Oh, I guess I just did. She likes to shop more than she likes to buy. I will credit her with that. And she's the world's queen of returning stuff that she has bought and then changes her mind about. So she's really good about that. But the biggest bargain hunting of the day after Christmas, Boxing Day, St. Stephen's Day, December 26th, it's a Martin family tradition that Jane hits the stores. She'll often buy decorations or Christmas wrapping for the next year, or things that we wanted to buy before Christmas that we thought, it's too expensive. We'll wait. We have a manger that we bought, made out of olive wood, that we bought in Bethlehem. One of the things that we've been able to do is to perform in Israel two or three times, and on a couple of occasions we went to visit Bethlehem, which I guess nowadays isn't done so much anymore, not as safe as it used to be. But we bought, Jane calls it a crib, I call it a manger, and so we have an actual one from Bethlehem. I don't believe it's the one that Jesus' family used on Christmas, for all kinds of reasons, but it could be, but I don't think it is. But we set that up every year on our hall table. There's a few Irish traditions that Jane likes. She likes to have Christmas crackers that you pull and have a pop, and then a little present in the middle for at the Christmas dinner table. And she loves the Christmas candies that she had growing up, which were mostly Cadbury's. So she'll have her family send over Cadbury selection boxes or a tin of roses chocolates that she loves. And then I don't know, we're probably, there's a couple of just weird traditions we have. We often will kill a tree and bring it into the house. This is weird. String it with lights, put decorations on it. We also sometimes put festive lights outside the house at Christmas time. And we have a tradition in our family that we exchange gifts. And that Santa, sometimes called Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus, brings the boys gifts. So that's something our family does that's, I think, a little unique to the Martins. So there's a little insight into what happens in the beautiful Valley of the Moon in Sonoma, California. Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on a podcast in over a year and a half, the lovely, the talented Matt Crow, give it up!
Je note quasi noise pour me, la
Dude, you are still the master of accents.
And I'm talking in code now. The yellow duck likes to fly at midnight. That means I'll have a Miller draft, please.
Well, welcome back to Madison, and thank you for coming up and seeing us.
Well, it's good to be here. I saw the Shakespeare Show for the first time in, gosh, 10 years. I saw Matt Rippey, Mick, and yourself. It was awesome. The pacing was very good. Right. One or two notes. Matt keeps confusing Shakespeare with Hitler. He's got it. Every night it does the same thing. You keep missing that spotlight. And then people are laughing at you, and we're all going, oh, God, that poor guy. He's just not there.
It's just horrible.
Poor Mick is waiting for you guys to come back. As soon as you leave, end the act, you guys are not coming back. So just a few notes, a few tightening up.
We need you back. We need you back performing with us and clearly directing us, because it's just fallen apart in your absence.
Well, yes.
But you still got it, though. Good comeback. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah.
Actually, you guys came on the best. Would you say that was the best audience tonight?
Would you agree?
Yeah, they were singing at the beginning of the second act. We all were singing a song, Blowing in the Wind, that Mick plays with the guitar. Yeah. The answer, my friends. Yeah. The whole audience was very, very nice kumbaya moment. It was very...
The audience behaved very well. Yeah. It responded beautifully from the get-go. Yeah. So it's close to the holidays. What are you doing with the girls? Do you have holiday traditions that you're continuing with the girls?
The other thing I would say that we have tradition-wise at our house, and I just started this a couple years ago, is we let them open up one gift on Christmas Eve before Christmas Day.
Okay.
And it started out with just, we had a lot of stuff, and I don't know, they were bugging us, we let them do it. But I actually like it, because really, come Christmas Day, there are so many gifts to open, it's just overwhelming, and they don't, we buy these expensive gifts, they open it and throw it because they want to open the next gift.
But you guys also celebrate Hanukkah as well, right? So don't they spread it out over 8 days?
We don't spread out over 8 days, but we do come up. We're in Madison now because Lisa's sister, Andrea. Say hello, Andrea.
Hello.
We come up here and we're celebrating Hanukkah this end. So we'll do one day and we'll give them gifts, right? So
it's 8 crazy nights according to the movie.
It's 8 crazy nights.
That animated documentary I saw.
It's 8 crazy nights. And really, it's funny about Hanukkah. There is no crazy super frog character that hands out gifts. It's just a religious thing with kids, and the kids love it just as much without the commercialism.
There's no jolly man who has an unhealthy interest in children.
Right. Right.
Michael Jackson, right. I think is right.
And people argue with me all the time with them. I'm like, you know what? Kids just like gifts. If you remove the jolly man, which I won't in case there are children listening, so we'll keep the man nameless.
Yeah, we have a huge listenership in the under 10 demographic.
Yeah. Oh, my 5-year-old loves your podcast. She just, her Twitter account is, even if you removed it, they just love gifts. But so we do Hanukkah and then we do Christmas Eve, then Christmas morning open gifts, and then Christmas Day go over to Grandma Jean's house and then open up all the gifts there.
And do you guys do Christmas cards?
You know, I don't. And it's funny because I listen to my friends who do Christmas cards, and I have seen made up fights because they go, I'm like, oh yeah, do you talk to Stan anymore? Like, no, you know what? He stopped sending us Christmas cards, so you know, forget him. And I go, could it be that maybe they just didn't send one out?
Right.
Well, I don't know. So not sending a Christmas card clearly means that you hate that person, which may be the worst assumption ever.
Right.
So I don't do Christmas cards. So I'm guessing that all my friends think I must hate them because I don't do it. I don't do any Christmas cards. I don't do them. I don't have a grudge against anyone. I'm not making a statement. I just don't do them.
You just don't like people. That's the
thing. Well, I'm afraid to start, because if I start Christmas cards and then forget one year, everyone's going to hate me because, like, I don't know, Croak stopped sending me Christmas cards. Well, forget him, and then I'm going to get my house egged, TP. I don't have time for that, Austin.
But true. But in fairness, there's many reasons to hate you. It's not just...
There is fairness. Yes. Yes. As we're talking right now, as you're holding the iPod, I'm stealing money out of your back pocket.
What? Wait a second.
Yes. But with my other hand... No, never mind.
What?
Go ahead. Hello.
It is getting really friendly here in Madison. Well, very, very good to see you. Thanks for coming up and seeing us.
Thank you. Excellent show. I'm not doing the company. I'm not towing the company line, but excellent. Well done.
That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your holiday traditions via email to feedback@reduceshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reduceshakespeare.com, and our Reduce Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also find us on MySpace, become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reduceshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, holiday fraud Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Theater Raven. No reason. It's just random. Special thanks to Miss Othmar from A Charlie Brown Christmas, Monica Butler, St. Nicholas Orff, Reed Martin, Matt Croak, and Andrea Hogan, who leaves us with this bit of Wisconsin wisdom.
Cheese curds.
We're going to leave you with what is, in my mind, the coolest, catchiest holiday newsletter ever recorded. Chiron Beta Prime by singer-songwriter internet sensation Jonathan Colton. Check out his recordings and his tour dates at jonathancolton.com. Finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 159/477 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This year has been a little crazy for the Andersons. You may recall we had some trouble last year. The robot council had us banished to an asteroid that hasn't undermined our holiday cheer. And we know it's almost Christmas by the marks we make on the wall. That's our favorite time of year. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
On every corner there's a giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. And the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's like a winter wonderland.
Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
That's all the family news that we're allowed to talk about. We really hope you'll come and visit us soon. I mean, we're literally begging you to visit us and make it quick before they...
Message redacted.
Now it's time for Christmas dinner. I think the robot sent us a pie. You know I love my soil and green.
Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.